from the beginning of the season, we hear reports of players, Kieran Knox, are receiving treatment, but how are you feeling physically at this stage of the season?
I've been lucky enough. I've been fine. I haven't had any strains or pulls or anything like that yet. So personally, I've been one of the lucky ones now.
So far this season, it's been very difficult to crack under that central defence. Yeah. Are you itching at the bit to get on and get starting?
That's it. You know, whenever I joined in 2022, I think it was, you know, four or five games before I got my chance. And it's because there's so much competition for places. Whenever you get your chance, you have to take it. I think I did well in the Rovers game personally for my first 90 minutes in 5 months. But then, you know, the manager made a decision tactically. So for the next game, and look, it worked out well because we actually won the next game. So look, you just sort of have to keep plugging away and be professional and train right. And hopefully, you know, you'll get your chance again.
With the strength and depth in the squad, are you expecting a lot of rotation throughout the season?
That's above my pay grade now, to be honest. I wouldn't really know. I couldn't speak on behalf of the manager now. But like you say, there's strength and depth in every position, which is good because, you know, whenever you do get a couple of injuries, then people can just slot in. And it's like for like in most positions now, if we're being honest.
Well, last time around down in Dublin, Derry were defeated by Bohemians, and one man that was put in was Sam Todd. Sam happened to make an error. It happens in a lot of sport, you know, it happens to everybody. But how have you helped him through that period and reassure him that everything's okay and move on to the next game?
Football is a game of mistakes, and whichever team makes least mistakes or one, that's just the be all end all of it. And we're a good close knit group. There's no finger pointing, you know, we're all human, we all make mistakes. So it's just one of those ones where you just have to, you know, brush it off and move on to the next game.
Coming up on Monday, you are travelling down to Dublin again. They play in Tulka Park against Shelburne. You know, other than the cup game, they've been very tight, cagey affairs. Are you expecting more of the same on Monday night?
Oh, 100%. Damien Duff's teams are all well organised. They're very honest teams, and it doesn't matter if it's home or away, you're always going to get a game from Shelburne. Like, they're a good side and they're not sitting at the top of the table by any fluke.
Have you any good memories of playing down there at Tulka?
Aye, I do. You know, it's always a ground that I've enjoyed playing in. To be honest, I remember 2012 FAA Cup semi-final replay, we won 3-0 down there. So that was a good memory.
You haven't scored since 2010, the quarter-final against Galway. And when are you going to give me my on-air yell of Shane McElhinney?
Honestly, I should have scored 3 or 4 times last year, so I'm kind of kicking myself about that. But look, hopefully it'll come sooner rather than later, whenever, if I do get back into the team. So can't give you any promises.
City View last year, you had the most used photo in any page of City View, you holding the big fish because everybody was asked. You were on a desert island, who would you like along with you? And they said you, because you could catch the food. How does it make you feel that you are the first choice of every player to be marooned on a desert island with?
I think it's a good choice. I'd keep them all fit, well fed, and I, that's for sure, with my fishing.
If you had to make a choice, who would you like to be put on a desert island with?
Apart from my brother, I would say probably Mickey Duffy, because he would make it at least amusing for me.
And who would you not want to be stuck on a desert island with?
I'll go with Kieran Call. I actually wouldn't get a word in for the whole time I was there.